Wizardy Witch and the Funny Bunny by David G. Shepherd. Wizardy Witch is always whizzing around. She is the fastest witch in the land of magic.
Zoomity zoom! Let's go broom!
She squeals, making her broomstick go faster. Whiz! And off she whizzes. One day, Wizardy Witch was flying low across the meadows, brushing over the tops of the flowering plants. She held out her hand to skim each one as she whizzed along. At the edge of the wood, she saw a group of feeding rabbits nibbling the grass. Strangely, one stood high above all the others, laughing and jumping. Wiz skidded to a halt to find out what was going on. "What are you laughing about?" she asked innocently. The rabbit ignored her question and laughed harder, his tummy bouncing up and down with each breath. Every few seconds, he jumped high in the air, did a somersault, and landed perfectly. Then laughed louder at his success. "He's the funny bunny," a rabbit close by said between mouthfuls of sweet grass. "Oh," replied Wiz. "What does he find so funny?" "Everything," another rabbit offered gloomily. "You, probably," a third giggled. "He laughs at the sun, the rain, the grass, the clouds, the wind, and especially anything new, like you, for instance," a fourth grumbled. "It drives me crazy, all that laughing. Has someone put a spell on him?" wondered Wizardy Witch. "Maybe," the first rabbit replied. "Could you stop him?" asked the fourth rabbit hopefully. "I can't take much more. I even thought about leaving the warren and heading off to find somewhere more peaceful." "I don't think I've ever heard of a spell to stop rabbits laughing. I doubt there even is one. I mean, how many other laughing rabbits have you seen?" Wiz was genuinely confused. "Well, none, I suppose," the third said thoughtfully. "Do you know anybody who could make a spell?" the first rabbit pleaded. Wiz didn't like the idea of asking the great Skylar. He was getting a bit fed up with her keep wanting his help. Suddenly, she had an idea. "There is someone I know about. Well, something, actually." "Something?" wondered the fourth rabbit. "Yes," replied Wiz. "The Tree of Spells in the Magic Forest. He is so old and so very wise. He is bound to know." "We would be so grateful, Miss Witch, if you could help us," an old rabbit said, poking her head out of the warren entrance. "Our funny bunny keeps us all awake at night, laughing, joking, jumping and flipping." Wiz nodded to them all. She took three leaves from her satchel, pointed them at the funny bunny, and sang the magic words.
"Ringing bells and wishing wells, follow me to the Tree of Spells."
The leaves burst into green smoke, with multicoloured sparklers fizzing in the air. When the smoke cleared, Wiz and the funny bunny appeared at the clearing where the Tree of Spells stood. The funny bunny collapsed in a heap as he laughed so heartily he could not keep his balance. In falling over, he laughed louder still, grabbing his wobbling belly to try to stop it moving. The Tree of Spells recognized Wiz immediately. The sight of the funny bunny was an unexpected distraction. "What is this, Wizardy Witch? What have you done to this poor rabbit?" "It wasn't me, I promise. I found him like this on the edge of the meadows. Someone else has put a spell on him, I think. I am not clever enough to undo the enchantment." The Tree of Spells thought deeply for a moment. "No, I suppose not," he agreed. "This is the work of a very powerful wizard. A laughing spell for a rabbit is unheard of. Can you cure him, please?" pleaded Wiz. "Quiet," the tree scolded. "I am thinking." After many impatient minutes, Wiz became fidgety and frustrated. She wasn't very good at waiting. Just as she felt about to burst, the Tree of Spells shuddered heavily. 10 coloured leaves fell to the ground. Each one a different colour, each one glistening brightly. "Take these leaves, Wiz. Hold them tightly together and don't let any slip from your grasp. Be careful, they will not want to be held. Press them on the rabbit's head whilst I cast the spell." Wiz took several minutes gathering the leaves. Each time she grabbed one, another tried to jump out of her hands. Finally, she had them all. They shivered and shook desperately, trying to escape her grip. "Now, get them to the rabbit," the tree commanded. That was easier said than done. The rabbit was so amused by Wiz's attempts to get all the leaves, he was jumping higher with each breath. "I can't do it," squealed Wiz helplessly. The Tree of Spells huffed grumpily. He shook his branches and commanded, "Heads will bump and elephants trump. So freeze those legs, now stop that jump." The surprised rabbit froze to the spot, twitching painfully as he tried to carry on laughing. "Now, Wiz," the tree demanded. Wizardy Witch slammed the quivering leaves on the funny bunny's head. The Tree of Spells changed to an ancient language that Wiz did not understand. The powerful spell caused the skies to darken, lightning to flash, the ground to shake, and the land to fall silent. The leaves exploded silently in a flash of rainbow colours, blasting Wiz off her feet and the rabbit high in the air. Instead of smashing into the ground, she and the rabbit disappeared and returned softly to the rabbit's warren next to the meadow. The rabbit was cured. He was no longer laughing. All the other rabbits cheered and jumped for joy. Their laughter was louder than anything the funny bunny had ever done. "Hooray for Wizardy Witch, the cleverest witch in the land of magic," they shouted. "Thank you, Wiz," whispered the funny bunny with a slight smile. "You are the best friend ever." And that is the story of Wizardy Witch and the funny bunny. With special thanks to Charlotte Pope, my granddaughter, as the voice of Wizardy Witch.